like a fantasy with no resting place. They toast you in town and tear your banners down, and you're alone in the march of time. Another long dark night, Mrs. McCain, but it's alright. There's angels singing in the sky, and they're smiling. It's just a memory, and that's all that it'll ever be. But if you close your eyes, you'll see you're almost standing next to me. And I'm never, 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 never gonna leave you. No, I'm never, 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 never gonna leave you. Alone all day and then at night, your head is in a spin with the thoughts that you let in. Are you afraid, Mrs. McCain? Miss 20th century, how does it feel to see the dream is winding down? Is it easy to believe?
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming online at wrct.org.
I'm sure you're familiar with the kind of necktie parties we hold out here in the West. And the kind where the horse runs from underneath the guest of honor is the kind I like the best. And the side ain't rumored to be very pretty to see a man hang from a tree. You know everybody turns their heads so's not to look. Everybody except me. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I came to this town almost 15 years ago, and I've been here since that time. But it's just been in the past 5 years or so that I've had this job of mine. 4 or 5 years ago, some outlaws killed my wife and children. That had its effect on my mind. So when the sheriff offered me the dreaded job of hangman, I said, that suits me fine. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I don't care what you hear from some prophet or some preacher, 'cause I know that revenge is sweet. And I can't help but grin at every single outlaw when all of a sudden there's no horse under his feet. And you probably think I'm strange, you might think that I'm disgusting, but it's my job, I handle it with pride. I've nothing left to live for since the passing of my family.
heart died with them, so did my mind. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty.
I never could find the Midas touch. I take what comes and do my best, and don't worry about the rest. I'll never become a millionaire. No fancy cars, no Perrier. I wake each day with a smile on my face, and I join the human race. Tomorrow comes another chance. It might just be my day. But either way, you won't hear me whine, 'cause to win, you've gotta play. I carry my needs in an old mill sack, and worries slide right off my back. Even Uncle Sam don't make me sweat, and when it rains, I get wet. Times, spending pennies like they're dimes. When I'm knocked down, I'll bounce right back and keep headed down the track. I'll squint to see when the sun comes out, like water finds the quickest route. The simple life is the best I've told, then I'll live it till I'm old. What's the sense to worry about the things beyond control? You make yourself a nervous wreck until the church bells toll. A steady job ain't my cup of tea. I might just miss an opportunity, but I don't have not one regret. When it rains, I get wet. Sense to worry about the things beyond control, and make yourself a nervous wreck until the church bells toll. A steady job ain't my cup of tea. I might just miss an opportunity, but I don't have not one regret. When it rains, I get wet. When it rains, I get wet. When it rains, sure, I can get a little wet, but I dry off and things get back to normal. Hey, tomorrow's another day. You know, I just try to keep things simple if I can. So when it rains, I get wet.
Thank you. He liked every kind of music but country. He liked it fast, he liked it loud, he liked it funky. He liked everything about me except for one thing. He liked every kind of music but country. He liked everything about me except for one thing. He liked every kind of music but country.
Last and I'm busted. Doggone it, I'm busted. And it feels like I'm gonna be losing my honey in the same way that I've been losing my money. Looks like I'm gonna be sleeping alone again. Well, I'm walking down the street just singing the blues, wearing holes in these old walking shoes. The only bit of happy news is that I ain't got nothing left to lose. I said the dice were loaded, the deck was stacked, I bet on red, it's fun to black, and I'm busted. Doggone it, I'm busted. And I don't think my baby's gonna let me in when she finds out that I didn't win. Looks like I'm gonna be sleeping alone again. Said it looks like I'm gonna be sleeping alone again.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. And life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, I pull out my fiddle and I rosin up the bow. The kids are asleep, so I keep it kind of low. Thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't think it very good. So I fiddle when I can and I work when I should. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo! Hungry fools. I'd rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Well, son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. My fiddle was my daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said, live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. Thank God you're a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. He taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. I'm a country boy, yes!
Thank you. office waiting there. She's been to parlor all day. She's got pretty hair. Got a few years on them, but they don't show. I take her in my office and just give it a go.
That's what the cowboys did. And it's good. every morning when I wake and see your face. I wonder how the years got us to this place. Before I met you, I was alone, but I'd trade every penny I own.
I want you back like you used to be. A total stranger to me. I'd trade the good times that we had and go back to being lonely. But it couldn't be this bad. Problems are a direct result of you.
10 years later.
It takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at wrct.org.
This time.
So that every mouth can be fed.
Poor Israelites.
Me, darling, just said I was yours to please.
She moving down the alley. Sally, Sally, Sally. She moving down the alley. What's Sally Brown? Said, what's Sally Brown? Let me tell you about Sally Brown. Sally Brown. Let me tell you about Sally Brown. Sally Brown. Sally Brown is a girl in town. Sally Brown is a girl in town. She don't mess around.
Losing every day, madness, madness, I call it gladness. Welcome to 2023. Hope everybody had a good new year. We're going to start today by talking about the new heroes of many young men. I'm talking about people like, of course, Jordan Peterson, but more recently, Andrew Tate, this guy who goes by the name Liver King, and some of the other folks in this universe. You know, many of you emailed me about Andrew Tate being arrested in Europe. I don't really have anything to say about his arrest. It's a law enforcement matter. I don't know if Greta Thunberg's tweet was part of what ultimately got him arrested because of a pizza box indicating where he was. I don't know about any. I don't have any commentary about any of that. But I do think it's time that I talk a little bit more about the Andrew Tates, plural, right? These figures like Andrew Tate and some of the right-wing political commentators are in that group in a particular way. Certainly Jordan Peterson, you know, I'm including Liver King in this and some of the TikTok workout and supplement type influencers, because what they really are scamming people, mostly young men, and it is very sad to see. And maybe we can talk about it a little bit and maybe break somebody out of it or at least get somebody to reconsider what they've fallen for. So let's explain what's going on. These folks, Andrew Tate, Peterson, Liver King, etc., they're just a few examples of people who have become popular. To make it really simple, to simplify why they've become popular, they appeal to young men who feel victimized, sometimes underrepresented in mainstream culture and society, disadvantaged, certainly dissatisfied with either their level of success, their amount of muscle, their physique when it comes to like the Liver Kings, their job success, their success with women. Do some older men follow these guys? Yeah. Do some women follow these guys? Sure. But if you go to a Jordan Peterson event or you see who follows Andrew Tate or Liver King, it's mostly men and they're mostly relatively young. Now, there's nothing wrong with that in principle. That's not the point I'm making. There's all sorts of different people whose followers are concentrated among some demographics and not others. That's not the problem. That's the context. These types, like the Tates and the Petersons, etc., they offer a message that is of freedom, of liberty, of men taking control of their lives and fighting back against a culture or society that is putting them down. Everything about culture and society is helping others. It's either helping women or it's helping people who are already wealthy or whatever, right? But the thing about it is that when you look more closely at the message, you find that the disappointments they address, the grievances they speak to, these are standard ones in the prototypical self-help discourse. Just completely standard, nothing unique about it. And specifically, many of them are actually tailored to young men. I've said before, Jordan Peterson's advice is almost completely universal. It's been done 1,000 times, and that's okay. What Jordan Peterson does is he packages it in a particular way. The personality of Peterson, the demeanor, the stuff surrounding it is somewhat different and unique to a degree. And so they take those obstacles or those problems, they combine it with their own delusions of grandeur and sense of how powerful they themselves are, and also the victimhood framing. We're victims, so are you. I'll teach you to overcome this victimization that you're suffering from. Now, they're all a slightly different brand or category. With Jordan Peterson, it's more cultural and societal. I'm going to help you overcome the social and societal and cultural issues that are holding you down. With Andrew